you'll give it to a whack dude before and then make a good guy wait. I don't think that you're trying to make the good guy wait. I think that you want him to see the value in you. Sometimes I'm like, all right, if I give it to him too soon, he's going to think, you know, like I'm not a good girl, or there's no, like, you know, I'm just a quick, easy F or whatever. And I think that's sometimes what women will do. They'll make the guy that they really like wait longer because that's who they really like see potential in. I might see a husband in you. And just like men, like, see certain women like, oh, she's wifey material, or, you know, she's just somebody I'm going to smash. I think women are able to do that as well. Like, you know, oh, you know, he's got a lot of good qualities. He got some good stuff going for himself. You know, I'm just, you know, let me see how it goes. Let me make him wait for it.
So I saw this video in the wonderful world of Instagram, and I thought it was very interesting because this is absolutely a topic that, you know, honestly begins a lot of men's red-pilled villain story, okay? I'm gonna be completely honest with you. This is one of the reasons why men look at women kind of side-eye. And what's interesting is that in the comment section, in the comment section of this video, a lot of women were expressing and explaining how she's just expressing herself. She's not being disrespectful. She's not being rude. Like, men have a hard time comprehending what it is that she's saying. And, you know, this is just not right because we need to be mature about this. Like, everybody is defending the conversation when the conversation in and of itself does not necessarily need defending. What a lot of women do not realize is that through this conversation, you are telling men that the bad guys win all the time. That's what you're telling them. You are letting them know that there is never going to be any incentive for a man to ever be a good guy. And that's just real. You know, women constantly, they prefer the men who treat them bad, who disrespect them, who lead them on. As long as they D them down, that's all they care about. All this stuff, oh, you know, I need to get my bag and I need to get my this and I need to get my that. But you was popping it on a handstand for, you know, homeboy up the block who was not providing anything for you but that. But when you decide, oh, this looks like a man who's going to take care of me financially. This looks like a man who's going to pay all my bills. This looks like the kind of man I can bring around my family. All of a sudden, you treat him like you're used to some standard that you're really not. And to be honest, you know, it's interesting because the woman who is portraying this message, she's saying, you know, if I see this man and I see the husband material in him, you know, I don't want him to look at me like a quick F. Like, I don't want him to look like, you know, I'm just so easy. So let me put on this persona that's not of myself so that he can get mixed signals and think I'm somebody that I'm truly not. To be honest, if we're not aware, that is a form of manipulation because you are pretending to be what you are not truly. Because with all these other people, they didn't have to jump, kick, or fly for you to give them anything. But with this man, you're trying to act like, oh, you know, yeah, you know, I don't do that. I don't move like that. But you do. You just don't want him to see you for who you truly are. Here's the problem with that. The problem with that is those same traits are going to come up in the relationship. Once he stay with you, once he get to know you a little better, once time starts coming in, it's going to cause issues. And the reason why? Because you are used to new, new, new. You know, get on the new one, hop on the this person, this personality. You know, when you see a certain man, you know, walk into a room, you start feeling all hot and bothered. You start feeling some kind of way. You already imagining certain things in your mind. Now you used to your man, you start getting annoyed with him. Pointing out problems, you know, oh, you're just too much. Oh, you just do too much. Because you are used to that free and giving it up lifestyle. That's true. There are women who had Tinder accounts and was swiping on who was going to be the man of the night. And then they meet a decent guy and they try to act like they're this prim and proper queen. Oh no, I am not that kind. Oh no, I ain't play with somebody else because I am not the type of girl you play with. You know, I'm serious. I'm a wife. I don't play games. Girl. If only he knew. To be honest, you know, I think that what's very interesting is that men know, men can kind of smell the foolishness from a mile away. Men know a woman who is pretending to be a certain way and a woman who is authentic. They could tell. Because all it takes is for them to step to you in a certain manner to see the weakness in you. And once they do, it's over. You're already placed into the category, although you think that he is confused and you are leading him on because, you know, a lot of women like to believe that men have no common sense or, you know, that they're quote unquote dumb and that they don't understand things. But all it takes is one opportunity for that man to see that weakness in you. And he's like, oh, yeah, let me put her in that category. You think, and then the woman thinks she's in so much control. Oh, yeah, you know, he don't look at me like that. He don't this, he don't that. You think so. But he's already looking at you like, I already know what's up. And that's the reality. To be honest with you, people should be who they are so that when a man steps to you in a relationship, he knows what he's getting. Hence, why there's some people on social media that always come up and they're always in these stories and stuff like that. And I don't talk about them. Why? Because they have always been who they are. The people who ride the fence, that's a different story. In my opinion, this is a form of riding the fence. Because you're pretending. You're putting on a facade that you're, again, this prim and proper, you know, I like to wait and I don't give my body to everybody else. That's a lie. That's not true. Like, that's really not true. To be honest, a lot of men know based off of just being around you, the way that you communicate, seeing the things that you do, they know the real. They do. And the whole point is authenticity. When you are authentic to who you are, people, you know, are more willing to deal with you on a certain level. But when you fake in the funk, if they don't find out in the beginning, they always going to end up finding out. Because the same way that you are moving in that way is going to cause red flags later on in the relationship. You were so used to, you know, just doing this, ooh, because he fine, or ooh, because he look good, or ooh, because, you know, his eye color, or whatever the case is. And when you're with your man, when a certain type of man that, you know, was from your past, whatever, walks around, you start acting funny, you start sweating, you start this, and again, you start acting like he bothering you. Come on. We have to be honest. It's a form of manipulation. It is. Just like how women say, oh, you know, when you get with a man, you know, make sure that you tell that man that your last man used to buy you all these gifts and used to do all these things for you and used to do all that for you so that he feels entitled to doing this and doing that. Y'all so worried about the games that you're not worried about actually working on yourself. Your own traits. The part that you have to play in the situation. The things that you are doing to attract the type of people that you are attracting. There's no focal point on the reality. It's all in the delusion and the facade of everything. Interestingly enough, y'all the same ones that can't stand when men leave with a facade. Y'all be the first ones. When a man posts on social media with a car that's not his, with money and all these things, and he perpetrating a certain lifestyle, y'all get real offended. But y'all do the same thing. Oh, he phony. That wasn't even his car. That wasn't even this. That wasn't even that. I don't even know why he acting like that. You do the same thing. That's real. Again, this is the same exact narrative as why men are saying, man, you know, women really like men that treat women bad. They really do. It's either they like men that treat them bad, or they only like a man that they can just lay down and the woman will walk all over them. That's the two extremes. Because the men that treat women bad, if y'all didn't like them, then why they got so much kids? Let's be honest. y'all all fighting over that one type of man. The man who's not worried about you, the man who puts you last, the man who barely call. Y'all complain that y'all don't want men like that, but that's who you give all your attention to. That's who get it, you know, quick, fast, and in a hurry. The men who treat you right, you treat them bad. That's why it's true that you can, it's rare that you can actually listen to what women say they want, because in reality, their results prove otherwise. They act like they're this respectable woman, but when a man who respects himself comes around you, decent guy, you know, willing to do the right thing or whatever, you treat him bad. But when the guy who cannot stand you, that's the one y'all be crying on the phone for. Y'all will leave the good man who's willing to focus only on you to go stand in line that for a man who has a long list of women that he has in rotation. So what do you really want? Y'all will bash men online for cheating on women, how they ain't no good. But you are sitting there right along entertaining all the foolishness that he got going on as well. So what's the truth? Men are watching women's actions and the things that they say and the things that they do. I have to say it again. In a room full of Russells, y'all want a future. That's what you're telling men. That's the truth. I'd like to know what you guys think about this in the comment section down below. I would love to hear you guys' opinions on this video. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button and give this video a thumbs up. And I will see you guys in the next one. Love you.